Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Ben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Solomon Shear, S-H-E-R.
Excellent. Good. Good morning. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Good to hear. May I have the phone number associated with your account?
Yeah, it's 773-443-8847.
I'm sorry, 773-443-8847. Okay, sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay. So that is Soul Chimney Sweep Incorporated, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, I see a representative try to reach you earlier today. What can we do for you today, Solomon?
I need to update my payment thing.
Put your payment information, let me see.
Yeah, I tried doing yes, but you guys were closed.
Oh, sorry about that. Let me just take a look. I have a MasterCard that ends in 3851. I see the payment was taken successfully.
Oh, it was? Then why are they emailing me?
Well, it was declined initially from the 13th, which is when it was due, but it was taken successfully today, right? The last 3 days, they did not go through for some reason. Would you happen to know why?
The same way when you guys screwed up my business for 3-4 months, when you guys did something with Google and I didn't have no business, it was taking down my company pretty much the same way. No answer.
That's when we got it reinstated, right?
Yes, sir. And I'm supposed to get 1 month free. So hopefully they gave me that month free because James said I was going to get a month free.
Yeah, no, actually, I see that they applied our special loyalty program. I mean, as you know, you've been with us for a very, very long time. So not only were you given the free month this March 13th, you were given the free month, but you will be given a free month every other month. So basically, you pay 1 month, then the next month is off. You pay the next month, then the next month is off. So it's a permanent discount that you're getting. It's a little, appreciation for being with us for quite some time. Okay?
Okay. All right.
But yes, I mean, right now I have I have a MasterCard. I have that MasterCard that I told you about. It's in 3851.
Yeah.
Expires 5/26. And the 3 digits are 586. Is that the correct card?
3851. You said 5-1.
One. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The last 4 digits.
Oh, let me see what card you guys are using. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's not just to let you know that it went through, but that's the old number.
Okay. Yeah, I can help you update it so we don't have any issues here.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. May I have the new number?
It's 5571-3310-6141-3859.
Okay. May I have the expiration date, please?
02/29.
Okay, and the 3 digits on the back. What would that be?
Give me one second.
No problem.
Can't bear that. Three six six
expires 2/29. And let me just run the card number back with you really briefly. 5571-3310-6141-3859, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is the address going to stay the same on this card?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful. So the billing information was updated successfully. Your bill is due on the 13th of every month, starting May 13th. But like we said, we'll set up that special loyalty program so you won't be charged this upcoming May.
And,
until June. Okay? Go ahead.
Can you confirm the dollar amount?
It's you have the $159 package?
Okay.
Uh-huh. So like we said, you'll get it off this upcoming month. You just paid today. So you 1 month off, 1 month you pay. Okay, every other month.
Okay, every other month. Sounds good.
Wonderful. So I don't know if you have any other question out there, Solomon?
No, I just that I've been having, you know, since this been, you know, this happened to me, I haven't had any kind of business yet.
Oh, it hasn't picked up?
I haven't been working. Nothing.
Let's take a look here.
Not even a call. Just curious.
Well, let's see what's going on with the profile. Okay, I see you've been pushing for new reviews.
Okay. Yeah, I've been pushing on that.
Yeah, totally. Are you familiar with how to acknowledge the reviews? How to respond to them?
I don't like to respond to them. Some people do. I just not.
Mm-hmm.
I never
okay.
respond to them.
Gotcha. And I can do it for you this time. I mean, the main reason I bring it up is the fact that, you know, since we're trying to show Google that we provide the best service for their users, you know, acknowledging
uh-huh.
the people that took the time to leave a review, you know, they always
yeah.
look at that in a positive way, right? So it always,
oh, okay. So
you know, helps.
I'll start doing that. Then I'll start okay. doing that.
Okay. No, it's something short, you know, a little thank you, Robert. Thank you, Tim. You know, something
okay.
short, just acknowledge them by name. That's going to go a long
okay.
way.
Okay. Good to know. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No problem.
Okay.
And, you know, if you have new content, new pictures that you feel that we can use, do send them over as well, even if it's through text, so we can keep on pushing.
Well, we, you know James, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Talk to James about Sal's Chimney Sweep. He'll tell you what kind of headache it was. We got it back up, you know, everything on Google. And then they took it down again because of the photos. They said, oh, you can't have
oh,
this
really?
Photo, you can't have that photo. Yeah, so they're watching me like a hawk right now. So it's like, I don't know why. I really don't know why, because I've been with Google. It started with that guy, that Roberto guy, I think his name is. Started with him because I never had a problem. My business was like so good. I was always on top of Google. Everything was perfect. Even with the little amount of reviews I had before, you know what I mean?
It was rolling.
Different.
Uh-huh.
And then,
things were rolling.
Yeah, and then this Roberto guy, he calls me up. I need your authorization. We got kicked out of Google for some reason. And then I find out he used the old, I don't know how long you've been working there for, but he used the wrong URL. He used it from, 15 years ago, and you guys changed it. It's not, I think it was Revlon Yellow, I think it was.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He put that through, and yeah, he put this through without looking at everything, and they flagged it. And then they literally, that same day, they shut me down.
I see.
That same day he did that, so I got a little bad taste in my mouth, you know what I mean? And
totally
it's because
imagine.
This guy, I told him everything. Don't change anything. Don't change the address. Just leave everything the same way you guys had it. Put it through. Did he do it? Nope. He didn't listen to me, and he screwed everything up. I went through so much money. And it's just being off. I told James how much I'm losing weekly. He's, oh, my God, dude, I'm so sorry. You know, so I'm just waiting for, you know, I can't think of anything else besides what you're telling me to do, which is nobody mentioned to me. But I'm just trying to figure if there's any other advice you could give me that I could, you know, at least get one call a day.
Because mm-hmm.
I feel like something's not working right now for me. I don't know what's going on. I just don't know what else to do.
We're here to help. We're definitely here to help, right? So I'm going to have my team take a look at all the keywords in the different service areas.
Okay,
see where
good,
you're currently
good,
ranking,
yeah.
And we'll make
okay.
a good strategy to get you back up to where you were, right? Make sure that we get this in tip-top
yeah.
position again.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. That would be mm-hmm. wonderful.
Yeah, I'll talk to James about the account, and if you like, I can follow up with you once we've checked everything
yeah.
out, and we can work
yeah.
together on it. I'm happy to help.
That That sounds, I appreciate that very much. Yeah, if you could maybe take a look at it and see, make sure, you know, if you're not busy or somebody, just to make sure all my keywords are active, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, I'll take a deep look at your account.
Okay. Okay, yeah, and just get back to me to say, you know, let me know, hey, Sal, I seen, noticed something that we took care of, or whatever the story is, as long as it doesn't interrupt with Google.
Of course. Of course.
Once you get Google, they will literally shut me down again. I think I'm in the seventh spot right now. I worked hard to climb back up, buddy.
Oh, certainly. We want to keep on climbing. As we said, we just want to make sure that we follow through with what's needed out there. But we'll take care of everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I had some other company that I guess knows you guys real well. He tried getting in. He knew a lot of people over by you. And he didn't want to really badmouth, but then a couple times he did. I can't think of the name of the company, but he's working
probably
for another company.
Yeah.
It could be. But somebody is saying, well, I could do better. I could get do this. I could get you. I love when people promise you when they say they could get you on top of Google. It don't work that way. I mean, you first of all, you have to work your way to get up on top.
Exactly.
And by code or whatever they call it, you're not supposed to tell a consumer that. If you look at the Google rules, it tells you. You can't tell, you know, somebody, you know, to do that. But he tried very hard, man.
Anything. Absolutely.
No, he tried for two days straight. He tried really hard. I said, dude, I'll be honest with you. I've been with these guys for a long time. Yeah, there was a mishap. I told him with everything, but we're getting it back in order on track. You should give me a chance. You know, I could make your webpage nicer and this and that. I said, dude, I'm just going to leave it alone. If I have any other issues, I said, then it's a different story. But hopefully, you know, everything is good. But yeah, they're trying to get in.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can imagine the information being public. You know, they know how our websites look like. You know, that's they're just trying to get business, right? And we understand.
But he was something he showed me. I don't know how he did it, but he went in my phone. I don't know how he did it. Some kind of invite, but something he got into my phone, and he was showing me, you know, that you don't have all your URLs, whatever he means, and everything. He said there's a lot of them. I ran your business, he said you ran my business, and I don't know what he means, but he says that URL or something or web page, but they're missing in a lot of places.
I mean, unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation that they spread as well, right? I mean, like we said, they're trying to get their business, right? They usually refer to the keyword that they're not in the back end and everything, but we certainly do have them. We can even show them to you, right, on the dashboard.
Yeah.
So it's you know, it's just a matter of taking that into consideration, right? No one can promise you a spot.
No, you can't. I mean, it took me more than 15 years.
Been
I've
working.
Been this a long time. And I was out there. Everybody said, Sal, how come? Even customers said, I picked you. I said, what's the reason why you chose my company? He goes, because you're on top of Google. You must be good. And you got very good reviews.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm an A plus rated on Google. I don't got no bad reviews. None.
And it's all because of you, right? At the end of the day, that's something that you built, right? That's something you built and you get that recognition from your area. That's what we've been trying to accomplish, right? And I understand the mishap happened, but we're sure that we can get your business back up there. That's not going
to
be.
If you see anything, do me a favor. If you see anything out in ordinary, just let me know. I mean, because something's wrong. I don't know if it's just because the season is slow right now or something. Because
part of it is the reinstatement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, part of it is the fact that it was suspended. So, you know, it does hurt. It did hurt the ranking, right? That's probably why calls are a bit slow, because the ranking is slow.
Yeah.
But once we get it back up, I'm sure that it's going to start flowing again as usual.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great, because I spending so much money not doing anything is crazy.
Yeah, no, I can imagine, but like we said, we're here for you, okay? So, like we said, in regards to the bill, we'll set up that special package for you moving forward.
Okay.
And as soon as I get a response on the analysis that we're going to make, I'll get in touch with you so we can keep on working on this.
Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for the time.
Nice talking to you.
Have a good one. Likewise. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.